This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, and take advantage of all the different stuff we've got over there. All right, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, Kyle, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And that's a roger on that one, right?
Roger that.
All right. Now, this was Adam Schiff yesterday. He stepped up to the microphone to tell everybody what was going to happen next week. And here is exactly what he had to say.
We wish others would show the same courage and dedication to the law that Ambassador Hale is demonstrating here today. I want to let you know, as you may know already, that we will begin our open hearings in the impeachment inquiry next week. We will be beginning with the testimony of Ambassador Taylor and Ambassador Kent on Wednesday, and we will have Ambassador Yovanovitch testify on Friday. These will be the first of the open hearings. And I think you will see throughout the course of the testimony, not only their testimony, but many others, the most important facts are largely not contested.
So, let me try to understand something. He talked about Ambassador Hale. Now, that was the State Department envoy who told lawmakers yesterday that it was his, quote, clear understanding the U.S. government intended to withhold military aid from Ukraine until the country committed to investigations sought by President Donald Trump, including into a political rival, namely Joe Biden, according to a transcript of the closed-door interview released Wednesday. You know what they forgot to mention there, Kyle?
What's that?
Second-hand information.
Second-hand information. There's a lot of that going around Washington, evidently, and they constantly are just, you know, basing all their actions on this kind of hearsay. I mean, in any court of law, you'd say objection, hearsay, and then you'd strike that and move on.
The judge would strike it from the record, and away they'd go.
Exactly right, because because we don't put people behind bars or remove them from office based on hearsay in America. Now, I'm sure that everybody listening out there realizes that very simple thing, right? But unfortunately, there's an asterisk to that these days, Captain, and the asterisk is, unless you're Donald Trump, in which case,
well,
throw out everything that we've ever done for over 200 plus years because it's about Trump.
Well, if you're Jim Jordan, you walk up to the microphones, and this is what you say.
We have the definitive account on all this is the one from Ambassador Bolton. Well, he was the special envoy to Ukraine. He was the guy who was in this each and every day working on these issues. And it's interesting. That's the one transcript you all don't want to talk about, but it's the one that is the guy that our first witness, as I said, the special envoy. And his account is consistent with the fundamental facts that I've said several times and never changed. We got the call transcript. We know there was nothing wrong with the call transcript. We got the two guys on the call who said there was no pressure, no pushing, no quid pro quo. We have the fact that the Ukrainians at the time of the call didn't even know aid had been held. And we have the most important fact is they did nothing to get the aid released. No, took no action, took no step, made no statement, promised no investigations, did no certain investigations. So And the aid was released. And so those fundamental facts never changed, and all those facts are consistent with exactly what the special envoy, Ambassador Volker, said. You all want to make a big deal out of Mr. Sondland's presumption that he had in his statement yesterday, but Mr. Volker's the one who has, in my mind, the definitive account.
So, Jim Jordan hits the nail on the head again.
Absolutely. And you know, Captain, what the Democrats want, these Democrat elite in the Congress and in the Senate, they want so badly to impeach Donald Trump. They want it to be true. They want to hang their hat on something because the end justifies the means. And no matter what, no matter that we could see the transcript of the phone call, no matter that President Zelensky says, well, I don't know what any of you people are talking about. There was nothing like whatever it is that you're saying about a quid pro quo or pressure, anything like that. That's not good enough for the Democrats because they've got their bullseye now, and they believe that they can hit it as long as they continue to tout lies every single day. It is disgusting.
Well, they got to quit the quitting and start doing some proing, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And I'm so sick and tired of hearing this quid pro quo, quid pro quo. How about what Lindsey Graham had to say yesterday? He said, Adam Schiff is full of crap.
I love it. That's a Lindsey Graham, that's a great book title right there. And so get to work, Senator Graham.
Yeah.
Right there. I mean, it is just absolutely amazing what's going on.
All right, folks, we'll be back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we're just getting fired up here. A lot of things going on. And by the way, they seem to forget, and we'll remind everybody about Kentucky. They seem to forget that there were 5 out of 6 wins, major offices in Kentucky by the Republicans. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bag bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, let me give you an idea here, because I'd like to suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Now, many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, 3 years and 8 months ago, I was one of those people that had gotten off Mobic and Flexeril because of the side effects I was getting from it, and I got onto an all-natural product called Relief Factor, and I've never looked back, and it's helped me immensely. Now, it's $19.95. for the 3-week quick start, plus shipping and handling to get to you. You'll have it in about 3 days. And all you do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and I'm telling you, it worked for me, and if it worked for me, it just might work for you. Now, it's not that expensive, and if it works for you, you'll know after the end of the 3rd week, and follow the instructions. Don't shortcut it at all. Take it exactly the way it says to take it, because what happens is right after the 3rd week is up, you don't have to do anything. It'll just start coming to you automatically. But if you decide that it didn't work, or for some reason you don't want any more, then guess what? You just tell them you don't want it, and that's it. End of story. So what do you got to lose but pain? Relief Factor. .com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, people are reading a lot, and I listen to the liberal media. I actually forced myself to watch a little bit of CNN, a little bit of MSNBC, just to see what they were reporting and how they were reporting. And they lied through their teeth, making it sound like there was this huge victory in Kentucky. They won the state. They turned it blue. There were six major races in Kentucky for cabinet positions outside of the governor. They won 5 of the 6. The one they lost was a governor's position, but they had an attorney general get elected. First time they've had a Republican attorney general in 70 years, and they've never had a black attorney general, and that just happened. And they've never had a Republican secretary of state, and that just happened.
That's exactly right. That's Republican Michael Adams, who beat Heather French. Heather French Henry, I should say. This is big time stuff. And again, it's all about spin and framing the story in the media. And you're right. All of the different news outlets, it would seem, all of the different headlines are, this is bad for 2020. This is a test for Trump in 2020. And people are turning on him and this kind of thing. Well, and first of all, number one, we're a year out now, a little bit less than a year out from the actual election. And there's a lot of time between now and then, and there's a lot of campaigning to do. Number one, the Democrats they don't have a nominee yet. We think we know who it might be, a couple of different people, barring any other surprises, but it depends on who the Democrats are going to be running.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, Trump's electoral position seems even better than it was before.
And last night, Donald Trump had a rally in Monroe, Louisiana. And I got to love the folks in Louisiana. By the way, that's where Duck Dynasty has their headquarters, and they had those guys up on the stage too later in the rally. It was kind of interesting to see them. Senator Kennedy, who is just all charged up when he gets up on the stage. And I mean, he got up there and he just rocked the house with what he had to say. It was something watching him. But here's the deal, okay? The governor that's running there is a Democratic governor, and he's literally run the state into the ground in terms of raising taxes, and the murder rate in Louisiana is the highest in the country. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, the murder rate in Louisiana is the highest in the country because he's got his police officers looking the other way in some circumstances. They're trying to be politically correct and all that sort of stuff. And the president was pretty specific in what he had to say and how he said it. And this Republican candidate who defeated a congressman who had been in Congress for a while. And by the way, his opponent was up on stage. The president saluted him and thanked him for running a good, clean campaign. And now he's running for re-election for Congress. It was really something to see all these people all getting along. And 38,000 people showed up for that rally.
Yes, exactly. I mean, these numbers are going to hold strong. I think they're going to continue.
Sure they are.
And I don't know what we're going to see with the Democrats per se, but I don't think it's even going to come close in the long run. And President Trump again has that connectability to people. They come out and they hear him. And you know, Captain, they know that when he's talking about stuff that's important to working people out there across the country, they know that he's not just saying words that were given to him, but he actually, this has been his forte his entire real estate career. He knows how to talk to all different people from all different walks of life,
yeah,
and how to get the job done, and he's yeah, genuine. Yeah.
And I'll tell you somebody else who does, and that's his son, Donald Trump Jr., because he hit Joe Biden yesterday big time about China. Listen to this.
They don't even talk about it. The debates, they don't even talk about the economy because they can't fight on it. They talk about Donald Trump's Twitter. They don't talk about China as a threat. Joe Biden, in fact, says China's not a threat. Yeah, China's not a threat when your son's getting $1.5 billion from China. Okay, yeah, obviously they're not a threat.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the craziness that we're up against. You have, you know, Elizabeth Warren, you know, whose entire life is based on a lie, who's 1,024th Native American. Obviously, she should get full credit for that. You know, imagine having the judgment to say, we got the DNA test back. You get trolled into a DNA test. You get it back and say, hey, that's a win. One 1,024th, maybe. And that's the win. And she comes up with a $52 trillion plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Maria, over 10 years. Okay, that's $5 trillion a year in change.
Yeah.
That's about 90% of U.S. government revenue. To eliminate private insurance. These are not responsible ideas.
I meant to say
this is insane, but the media, no, this is wonderful.
And then, of course, President Trump last night used that same line about Elizabeth Warren, 1/1024th part Indian. He says, I'm more Indian than she is, and I don't have any Indian blood in me. That's what he said, and just everybody just broke right up laughing.
Yeah, I think the majority of everybody is probably more Indian than.
Well, I'm a blood brother with the Buck brothers at the Onondaga Indian Reservation, and you know, when you do that, obviously they cut your put a little cut, and you tie your hands together so the blood intertwines back and forth with each other, and that's a blood brother. I suppose that means I got more Indian blood in me than she does.
Probably so. Well, you know, it's interesting, Captain, what Donald Trump Jr. said about China and his statement about, well, you know, well, they're not a threat if your son's making all this money. Well, I think what he's pointing out is very important. It's the difference between what President Trump, his approach is to having a strong country dealing with trade partners, but doing it such that the United States all, you know, is looking out for its own interests. And what Joe Biden represents in his ilk is much more of a synergy, which sort of takes away from really protecting the American worker, the American industry, and not putting them first.
So CNN, a reporter, goes walking up to a prospective voter at one of the polls yesterday somewhere in Pennsylvania and asks a question about Donald Trump and do you support him or something like that. And here's the response. Get this.
So, Crystal, is there anything that he could do or anything that could happen that would make you not vote for him?
No.
If he shot someone on Fifth Avenue, would you vote for him?
You'd have to know why he shot
him. Yeah, why did he shoot him?
No, she'd vote for him anyway. There's nothing that would stop her. And that reporter didn't know what to say after that.
Well, no, and look, that's really a loaded question anyway. You know, they're trying to find ways to get people to say something bad about Trump. Well, if Trump did this or that, well, then I wouldn't vote for him. And that kind of thing. So they would never ask anybody, just what is it that Kamala Harris could do that would totally make you never, ever, ever consider her?
Well,
you know,
I know what
they don't ask those questions.
I know what she would do, but I can't say it on the radio.
Right, well,
she has a history of doing what I would have said, but anyway, it is what it is.
Well, but what I mean to say, of course, is just that, you know, they don't go out canvassing for negativity about Mayor Pete or about Elizabeth Warren in the grand sense. They don't go do that because they're not looking to try to tear them down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're looking to see who's gonna pan out, who's gonna win, and then they'll support whoever wins. But they're out there looking for reasons to try to get people to say, well, I wouldn't support Trump anymore, and this kind of thing. And then the headline would be voters abandoning Trump.
Yeah, and hold that thought. And Steve in Thailand is saying that I'm a tougher guy than he is because he can't stand to watch CNN for more than 5 minutes. Well, I have to channel surf and look at the news there, Steve. That's part of the job. But I don't hang out over there, you know, like some people do all day long. That's not me. I won't do that. All righty, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across the overnight radio airwaves.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We will begin our open hearings in the impeachment inquiry next week.
House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff says one of those testifying next Wednesday will be Ambassador Bill Taylor. His private deposition was just released, and in it he told the inquiry panel he felt sure the Trump administration was withholding much-needed military aid in exchange for a political investigation of the Biden family and the 2016 election. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
What I can tell you about the Trump policy toward the Ukraine, it was incoherent. They seemed to be incapable of forming a quid pro quo.
Saudi Arabia is accused of recruiting two former Twitter employees to get personal account information on its critics. Prosecutors say they were spying on nearly 6,000 Twitter accounts and were paid by Saudi Arabia in cash and also a luxury watch. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And on tomorrow's show, Wayne Allyn Root will be our guest, our number one. Kyle will be getting a much-deserved night off, and Wayne Allyn Root will be here, and then Kyle will be back on the weekend. But this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at GEICO Insurance. Now, GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and their website is geico.com. Now, they are one of the largest insurers in the world. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer with cars and trucks and whatnot. And they insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. They've been in business for more than 75 years. And your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own, starting with your car or your truck. And they also offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo, Wanna-Doo, Can-Doo, whatever kind of do you got. And they'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agent. So what you do is go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, type in your zip code, and you'll either be able to get a quote or whatever you want to do via the internet, or you can do it by finding out who the local agent is and then doing it that way, whatever works for you. And that's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, something that I believe is really important that is a legacy for any president are the appointments that he makes to the courts, whether it be the Supreme Court or the federal judgeships or the appeals courts or whatever the situation might be. And the president is spotlighting the confirmation of 150-plus federal judges. That's what he wants to do. And he's already done, I think, around 140 or thereabouts. Is that about right?
Yeah, right in that ballpark, yes.
Okay, and Mitch McConnell deserves a lot of credit for that because that's all done in the Senate. And, of course, the Republicans have the advantage in the Senate, so they're able to put these judges through as long as all the Republicans stay on board with the judges. Now, that being said, you were telling me something about how he's he compared with Obama, I think. Is that what you were telling me?
That's right. I think over 8 years, Obama nominated 55 different circuit judges who were confirmed. And so there's obviously President Trump is outpacing him quite well on that regard. And as you mentioned, Captain, that's right. The enduring influence of a president can be felt years and years later by judges looking at cases and coming from where that president that appointed them. So even so, just like we see today, you know, whenever President Trump does, well, virtually anything, the Democrats run and try to find a judge who will stop it, you know, and of course they're looking for Obama-nominated or probably mm-hmm. Clinton-nominated judges.
Now, Kellyanne Conway's husband's name is George Conway, right?
Right. Yeah, George. Yeah.
Yesterday, he made a comment about Rudy Giuliani in a tweet. He said, Giuliani's tweet proves Trump's guilty.
Well, you know, the amazing legal, analysis.
The legal mind of George Conway.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's game over. I don't know, but yeah. It seems to me that it's probably not. And again, you know, he is so very anti-Trump. It's really quite an amazing thing that he's married to Kellyanne Conway. I can't imagine.
Hard to believe.
They must have. Exactly. Yeah. So. You
yep.
know, that's one of those things, again, it's just, oh, it's there in a tweet.
Yep.
Well, if that were the case, we'd
yep.
see it.
But in the meantime, yesterday, Kellyanne Conway was at a press conference somewhere, and she was giving some answers, and some reporters got a little huffy with her, and here's what she did back at them.
...are being made public, but is Sondland a credible witness?
Is Sondland a credible witness? I guess. I don't know. In other words, as opposed to whom, the other ones that you're cherry picking? I mean, is Volker a credible witness? Do you take, well, I'm asking you, when Congressman Lee Zeldin, who's on the committee and is in the room, says, in no, so then you're saying to Ambassador Volker, in no way, shape, or form was there any quid pro quo, and Volker says, what you just said, quote, correct. Is he a credible witness?
So my question is, the president is
exactly.
that never spoke
to
Kellyanne, we're not done.
Well, it takes two to tango, so I'm over here now. Go ahead.
Asking the question, which is the president said that two individuals were never Trump's, Bill Taylor and Alexander Vindman.
He does that to women all the time.
Because those men are never Trumpers.
I didn't even know what you're asking about.
The president said that Alexander Vindman, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman.
So here's the evidence I'm looking for. Here's,
what evidence is there that they are never Trumpers?
I'm asking a question of you. Why do you care?
Why are they?
Exactly. What evidence do you have that the president should be impeached? Let's start with.
All right. Well, she put the shoe on the other foot and was just giving it right back to him. And good for her.
Well, sure. Again, that's right. Because, again, they're asking questions looking for particular kinds of answers. In other words, you know, you have these witnesses and what we know of what's been said behind closed doors. Well, the way our system works is the witnesses give testimony, and we have to evaluate that testimony, and we have to see if it all makes sense or if it's going a certain direction, if it's credible or not. But yet, again, we've got a conclusion in the media and with the Democrats. We've got a conclusion, and now we just got to work backwards from that somehow. And it's just terrible to see these kinds of things happening. If they want to search for truth, there's plenty of truth out there to find, but don't start with a conclusion and work backwards.
Now, Allison Camerota was talking to some voters in some of the swing states, and she was talking to, pardon me, a couple of gals, and here's the back and forth on that conversation.
How many of you, show of hands, support the impeachment investigation that is beginning?
Investigation?
The investigation.
Support it.
Mm-hmm. Four of you support that. Galen?
Well, it's a simple fact. It's never, ever, ever going to pass through the Senate. Congress isn't doing anything but inquiries and hearings and inquiries and hearings.
What right. they would say is that there's new information, and that's the Ukraine call.
Oh, yeah. There's consistently evolving information.
And so how many of you are comfortable with what President Trump asked for in terms of withholding military aid for an investigation of the Bidens?
Well, as a business owner, I wouldn't give up that kind of money if I thought something was going on. I think he had every right to ask
because it was a new president.
Why are we giving Ukraine so much money anyway when we have homeless veterans on the streets? Like, really? Go to San Diego, go to Los Angeles, and you'll see them. It's pitiful. Those people.
That's where Congress should be working.
Exactly.
That's where they should be working.
Thank you.
She cut him off.
Right.
She cut him
exactly.
off.
Oh, absolutely. Well, she had no choice at that point, you know.
Yeah, destroyed her whole where she was going with that. So she thought she had a bunch of pansies or something and was going to make her point and just go right along with her. Nope, didn't happen.
Yeah, and I was curious, where in the transcript is it that President Trump said, again, maybe she's listening to the Adam Schiff version of the transcript,
yeah.
which, you know, where I want this yeah. dirt and I'm going to withhold this.
Well,
there's nothing like that in there.
Let's establish the fact that the person that actually threatened on tape, and we've got it, and bragged about it, to withhold and cut back the aid to Ukraine was Joe Biden when he was the vice president.
That's exactly right. And everybody knows it. Everybody can see the tape. Everybody can understand. There's no secret meaning behind what Joe Biden said or anything like that. It's prima facie evidence of what he said he did. That's that. Yeah.
Now, why do you suppose Saudi Arabia, we're finding out yesterday, recruited Twitter workers to spy on users? Why do you suppose they did that?
Well, they were spying on users who were evidently critical of Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
And they've paid literally tens of thousands of dollars into secret bank accounts, we understand, in order to get access to personal information. That's right.
Wow. And Bill de Blasio, who's this great minority guy, right?
Right, right.
He passed again on naming a black NYPD commissioner for the third time.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
It is something.
Yeah, and I'm sure there are many great candidates, and only he can answer that, but it sure does seem odd.
Well, it seems odd to me, but he's married to a black woman, and you would think that he would want to give a minority a chance. And by the way, this guy is a good cop. He's a really good cop, got an excellent record, and I would have thought that he would have taken the place of the retiring police commissioner, but nope, not going to happen. He's going to stay where he's at.
Nope, and that's Bill de Blasio for you. Yep.
Yeah, Blasio, as they like to call him, right, Blasio?
Right, exactly.
All right, well, you know, with everything that we got going on here this week, we're going to probably have the announcement by the president between now and Veterans Day about the sentences that he's commuting for the veterans that are out there. It's going to be a good thing, and I can't wait till we can talk about that intelligently instead of just guessing at it.
You're exactly right. Yeah, we're waiting for that announcement.
Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on the weekend show, my friend.
Sounds good.
All righty. Kyle's got the night off tomorrow night because, again, we got Wayne Allyn Root going to be on the program. And Wayne Allyn Root is going to tear it up. He's all set and ready to go. I guarantee you that one. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills in my eyes, I hope you're white. I just passed the Jimmy in a white. I've been a passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All right, that's Dave Dudley. 6 days on the road and he's gonna make it home tonight. And this Trucker's Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by your friends at your local Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. Stop on by, check them out, because those Pilots are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They've modernized up. They've got some really great restaurants in there and some great facilities for food, as well as all the different amenities that are there in the buildings as well. And, of course, Flying J's, everybody knows about the Flying J, especially if you run out west or in the northwest, which, speaking of which, two blasts of Arctic air will impact the central and eastern United States with below normal temperatures and some wintry weather into next week. It'll start today. It'll be around all weekend long, including the lake effect machine up there, Lake Ontario, Lake Erie, and Lake Michigan, where you're currently getting snow in the Upper Peninsula right now, in Michigan, and I'll get to that in a minute. But a first blast will slide east through Friday with some rain towards the south and snow to the north, before a shot of even colder air follows, a similar track, a little Sunday over Monday. Meanwhile, the western United States will remain dry and warm with above normal temperatures, and all that smoke that's down, was down in California from those fires has found its way up into Oregon, Washington State, and Idaho right now. That's where it's at right now, that smoke that was down below. Now, that being said, you can have expect some poor air conditions right now, atmospheric conditions in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, down towards Boise in Idaho, eastern Washington State to include Yakima, Wenatchee, and the Hood River Valley in Oregon. You can expect some poor weather conditions there, breathing conditions, air conditions. And then along I-5 from Medford, Oregon, all the way up to the Washington state line, you can expect to run into some areas right there as well. So keep that in mind today when you're going that away. Now, snow, yep, we got it. Let's start where that is. Wyoming. Southeastern Wyoming going into Nebraska, in Colorado, the eastern part of Colorado, east of I-25 and up I-76 into Nebraska, and down in the southeastern corner of Nebraska, could be reaching into Kansas in the next couple of hours or so, and then down into central New Mexico to include Albuquerque and areas south of Albuquerque, about 50 miles or thereabouts, where you currently have some snow tonight. Now, you've got rain out in front of it in the central part north of the Metroplex in Dallas, the central part of Texas, and then it runs on about a 45-degree angle across the southeastern part of Oklahoma, the central part of Oklahoma, the northeastern part of Oklahoma. We currently have what looks like some flash flood watches and or warnings around Fort Smith in Arkansas right now, and it's raining up into the southern portion of Missouri. Might be getting some rain there around Joplin right now by the looks of it. And it's also raining across the western two-thirds, northwestern part of Arkansas right now. Not only just Fort Smith, but over towards Little Rock. It's moving in that direction, so I suspect they'll have rain within the hour over in Little Rock. Now, snow again up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, coming off Lake Superior as well as Lake Michigan. And you've got some small areas starting to develop. The winds are just right, starting to develop in upstate New York, north of Syracuse, up I-81, between Pulaski and the Alexandria Bay Thousand Islands Bridge. And then there's a little patch of it right now. It looks like over east of Toledo on I-80. Again, that's the way the wind's blowing. That will change, though. That will change, as there will be more windy conditions that will blow the snow around. Now, there's some unsettled conditions around Chicago, around Gary, Indiana, right there, that could move east during the course of the day along I-90, and it's supposedly going to do just that and go over towards New England to where it should be by, say, Sunday. You might see, if the Patriots are at home, you might see somebody playing football in the snow, which is something that they seem to want to do on a regular basis up there. But the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, of course, is always brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center and or Flying J Truck Stop. Now, let me tell you what you're liable to find at a Pilot right now. You're liable to go in there and find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen with their full menu of food. A McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's. Might even find a full-service Dunkin' Donuts or a Cinnabon shop. Those great cinnamon buns that they've got. Now, in the Flying J's, you're definitely going to find either a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill for your sit-down meal. Now, the bigger ones up around the central part of the U.S., Chicago, and the big cities in the Northeast near New York, because the one I'm thinking about where the people go would be over there in Jersey, on Jersey 17, as well as out on I-80 west of New York City. But you've also got some truck stops up there in Connecticut and also upstate New York. Pilots are abound. That's one of their strong areas up in there. But keep in mind, that because it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore, and because they got a lot more amenities in it, you're going to find a much pleasanter environment with all the different things they have to offer. Of course, they've always got parking. You'll find Catskills. You'll find Transflow Express travel documents. You'll find trip packs so you can get your loads in a timely manner to get paid every week. Truck washes are there, close by, if not already there. Audiobook rentals are available. Payphones, of course, if you need them. High-speed internet kiosks. Don't need to explain to you what that's all about. Also, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, and lounges with big-screen televisions for professional drivers. And keep in mind, that's your home away from home, Pilot or Flying J. And check them out. You'll be glad you did. You'll be glad that you did. Now, more information is coming. And by the way, hello, Catwoman and Road Dog. They are in Laredo waiting on their trailer. And they're agreeing with me with what I was talking about here a little while ago about the impeachment. It's just a waste of money. And I get it with you guys, you know. You don't need to have some sort of government agency that's out there doing whatever they're doing, and you don't even know whether or not they're going to be able to survive or not, because a lot of these agencies right now, they're running out of money. And here's Steve again from Thailand. Steve is saying, what's he saying? Oh, it's James. Okay, morning, James. How you doing? James went, donuts. All right, let's drift down over here real quick. don't have a lot of time, but good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Picasso.
You got less than a minute.
Hey, you're too popular. I couldn't get any VIP tickets. I got normal tickets.
That's fine.
Want to give you a couple topics that the president's dealing with.
Well, wait a minute. I'll tell you what you can do. Call me because Ms. Rosemary's got the night off. Call me after the top of the hour news and we'll talk, okay?
Okay.
All right, there you go. All right, and that's Picasso. We're going to give Picasso a chance to tell me what it is that he's got on his mind. And, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on with the president. Again, a great rally in Monroe, Louisiana tonight. He talked up football. The Tigers, lose the LSU Tigers going up against Alabama. Got to be careful on that one. I got friends that are Alabama people because they got kids at school in Alabama. Christine and Dan the Man. All right, I'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.